money, which will be a link up there. We really would suggest that our listeners go out and try it because we want to know what you think about it as well. Partly, which is getting to the interactive component. Let's get down to that. So what is the... So we've talked about the documentary. We've talked about some of the stuff you can receive, the information you can receive. Yeah. Let's talk about the interactive component now.
For sure. First of all, I should mention that you can start in week two. It's you're allowed to do that. They don't make you play week one, it seems.
Oh, yes, yes. So, yeah, you haven't really missed anything if you started. You should be able to go back.
Yes, I believe you can talk to everyone still. I think each week they unlock new things, but I do not believe they reject you from doing past things.
Exactly.
Too much.
Yeah, so there's still an opportunity for people to go and check it out. We really would like to hear your feedback. Yeah. So there's polls, there's interactive component. It's almost like a side project they've tacked on. So it would have been a very functional interactive documentary. They also have added this interactive component. So let's describe that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'd be interested to know the number of people who are really actively on the debates. But the way they set it up, I believe, is they have a debate each week, which is a larger debate. I believe the first one was whether or not you should tax oil companies.
Whether or not you should increase taxes on oil.
Yeah, exactly. And then they have that going over the entire week, in which you can sort of jump in, you can put your own comments. A cool feature of the game, actually, a very interesting feature of the game, is in one of your arguments, like when you put up an argument in the debate feature of the game, you can also tag one of the conversations or video links you saw earlier to that comment. So if you're making a comment about the homeless people, you can find the link from the documentary to use to back up your argument, which I think is a really cool feature and a really great way to sort of help foster it learning in between different people. Because if I went and talked to this guy and you didn't, and so I have a little more information, I can not only give you my argument as a way up with some evidence from the documentary itself, which I think is a great feature to have. They're having interesting times trying to fully integrate it into the system, but there are three different languages the game is offered in. Mm-hmm. It's not just French and English, it's also German. And while everyone's playing their own sort of version of the game and all the debate arguments are in your own language, there's the overall score of whether or not you can how the actual fort changes or how the town changes is up to everyone. So it's not only just us, it's not only people in Quebec or France, it's also people in Germany and people all over the world. Any one of these three languages is available to. And so that's another feature of the game, which I think is really interesting. Sort of, you know, I don't know what the sort of underlying understanding of energy is in Germany, say. And it'd be the fact that that's sort of, you know, sort of, it's making the game a global game because you know, Fort McMurray is a global issue to some extent, which I think also comes up interestingly in the game. They do a lot of good work getting different authors on as well. They sort of slam it in there a little bit. So often you find like an ad for a book and you can click on the book and then talk to them that way rather than just have them standing somewhere. Cause usually often they aren't the ones living there. Cause if you don't want to live in Fort McMurray, you don't choose to live there. That's another thing that's going on through the entire time is every single person is saying like, yes, this is an industry town. It's a town that's you're only here to work one of these jobs to make some of this money. That's the only reason you're here.
Well, let's talk about, finally in conclusion here, we've just got a couple minutes and I want to do another plug for, of course, our podcast on the side for a different podcast, which is going quite strong. And I think we recorded what I think was probably one of our strongest episodes yesterday.
Agree, yeah.
So we'll have a link up for that and we'll just... Calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright,
this is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. Thanks for listening. This is Stranded. My name's Matt. Lots of great music ahead. We're going to cram a lot in today. We don't have an interview today, so time for lots of fantastic music. Leaning towards the experimental kind of end of things today. First up, I'm playing for you three tracks from Nunchucka Superfly, who are the side project of Ray and Blackie from the Hard-Ons. And we're also going to be playing some music from a festival that's on this weekend related to experimental ambient music. It's called Joy Fest. It's happening in Vancouver this weekend. So we're going to feature three acts from that festival, as well as the three finalists for Shindig. That's coming up at the Railway Club in Vancouver next Tuesday. And also, actually going back to the Australian part of the show, we're going to play for you three bands that have actually made it onto the NME list in England. Their top 50 songs of the year or something like that. Anyway, three Australian artists have come up on that list. So I'll play for you all three of those. So lots of great music ahead. Let's get right into it. This is an album I want to feature a real fast. Favorite of mine. It came out in 2001. The band is Nunchuck a Superfly. Not for the faint of heart. They're the experimental kind of noise, very noisy project of Ray and Blackie, who are two of the members of the Hard-Ons, who are a legendary punk band from Sydney in Australia. Ray on bass and Blackie on guitar. And this is it was an incredible album. Just a language warning, the album title is called There Are No Accidents, Just Fuckwits. And it's a very abrasive album from these two legendary performers, musicians. And I just loved it. This album ranges all over the place. It's extremely confronting, but also very well textured and quite spooky and just brilliantly played, very hard to categorize. So let's just get into it. This came out in 2001 from the Sydney band Nunchuck a Superfly. For those of you who like kind of in your face but left of center kind of music, there's a lot going on here. So here we go, Nunchuck a Superfly. We'll be right back.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back. This is CITR Radio and Stranded. You can catch us online, ausstrandedradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. We have an email address. You can send through any requests or just say hi. Let us know what you think of the tracks we're playing. Some pretty hard-hitting stuff to start the show. Nunchucker Superfly, a real favorite of mine. I used to see them play back home whenever they came through Canberra, where I lived, and always enjoyed them. They are from Sydney and feature the talents of Ray and Blackie from the legendary band The Hard-Ons. This is a side project of theirs where they kind of really let loose and goes into all sorts of extreme directions. As far as I know, they've never toured that project overseas, which is a shame, but I guess, I mean, it's a bit of a niche. It's not particularly what you'd call accessible music, but it's I think it's brilliant. Let's get into one more track from this record. And again, a language warning, the album is called There Are No Accidents, Just Fuckwits. I'm going to play for you another track off the record. It's called Paul Cook's Doppelganger. This is an epic 9 minute and 51 second song. From Nunchucker Superfly, band from Sydney. This came out in 2001.
Outside, holding up your little Flayed, spray, spray my faucet corn, my blister horn flung into the day. Why oughta storm my gristle formed dung into the shirt doused bed where socks loom my fizzled norm sung inside the dirt hall.
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. British
hair,
Columbia,
mocks the
Canada.
Room, my ray, my osteo floor, my glistened shorn mug flayed.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. And an epic song then, which went for a good almost 10 minutes, from Nunchaka Superfly from the 2001 record There Are No Accidents, Just Fuckwits, from that brilliant Sydney three-piece featuring Rack and Ray and Blackie from the Hard-Ons. It's their side project. And I really wanted to throw you in the deep end and get you thinking in a different musical space today, because there's a lot of experimental stuff we're going to be playing today. Later on in the show, three tracks from artists who are playing at the Joy Fest in Vancouver this weekend, which is a festival dedicated to ambient and experimental electronic type music. So that's coming up quite soon. Let's get into now some more fresh Australian music and three acts that have come up on the list of for the NME magazine in England for their year-end kind of best of rap. Three Australian artists have stood out. Courtney Barnett, of course, who we've played a lot on the show with her song Avant Gardener. And we're also going to be playing for you a track from Jaguar Ma and a track from Pond. So all three of these artists have come up on the NME list end of year kind of wrap up. Let's get into Courtney Barnett with the already now classic Avant Gardener.
And I had too much pseudo-effort. Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves saying a big hello to CITR 101.9. Listen, sing along.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. My name's Matt, and you can hear in this slot every week, Stranded. This is music from Australia and Canada, two of the countries that I know a little bit about, having lived in both, and I'm a big fan of the music of both countries. And you just heard there three in a row of some cutting-edge Australian music that has made it to the NME list, the New Musical Express, that definitive music magazine in the UK. Courtney Barnett with Avant Gardner, and Jaguar Ma with a track called The Throw, kind of more dance-type song there. And then Pond, the side project of Tame Impala. I think at least one or two members from Tame Impala are in Pond. Actually, David Love Jones from African Rhythms, and he runs the shop Vinyl Records here in the city. He piqued my interest in Pond himself. So, of course, a man with very discerning tastes. So there you go. Those are three songs that came up on the radar of NME magazine in England. Three acts from Australia. Courtney Barnett, Jaguar Ma, and Pond. So I'll be right back. I think it'll be time for us to get into this music, this really wonderful experimental ambient music that you could catch at the Joy Fest here in Vancouver over the weekend. I'm going to feature three acts who are playing that you can check out tonight and Thursday and Saturday night. The festival actually started Thursday last night, but you have time to get down tonight and tomorrow. So that's Joy Fest for the ambient music lovers out there in Vancouver. I'll be right back.
Hey! This is Pure Dracula from MacLu, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR.ca.
Back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, and bringing it local here if you're a listener in Vancouver. The festival is actually called Big Joy. The Big Joy Fest is a celebration of Vancouver's experimental music, and it's down on Friday night. Show is down at 108 East Hastings, and I'm going to play for you an act you can see now. You can still get down and catch Magnet Ring. I'm going to play for you a track you can find on their SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/magnetring, magnet I-C-R-I-N-G, actually, magnetic ring, of course. So there's a Facebook event, Big Joy. Type that into your search bar in Facebook for the festival, and you'll get a full rundown of all the artists playing over the next couple of days and the venues. So I'm going to play for you three of the artists who are playing. So starting out now with Magnet Ring.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
to be rude. He dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls.
It's not just the same old show on your radio. Scotty's Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And this time every week is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Two there in a row from acts that are playing at Big Joy, a festival this weekend, a celebration of Vancouver's experimental music. The first act was called Magnet Ring, and you can catch them tonight down at 108 East Hastings. It's a place called the Remington. It starts at 8 p.m. So Magnet Ring are playing, also Kristen Roos, The Nausea, Hierarchies, The Passenger, lots of great experimental and ambient music for you. And then the second track there was from White Poppy. They're playing tomorrow night at a place called The Rainbow Connection at 12 p.m. midday. There's a free vegan lunch there with cover. So for more information, go to the Facebook event for Big Joy, the Festival of Experimental Music here in Vancouver. So one more track now I wanted to play for you, one of the acts that are playing on, let's see, on September. Sorry, it's Saturday, December 7th, it's the finale at the Remington on 108 East Hastings. Let's play a band here called Pan. Pan are playing at the Rainbow Connection, actually, at 12 p.m. on the Saturday. So along with White Poppy. Okay, here's Pan. This is a very long song, so get into it, relax, enjoy this ambient music.
Thank you. $1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Okay, we're back here on Stranded. My name's Matt, and I hope you enjoyed that track there, a really long, great ambient track. The band is called Pan, P-A-N, and Pan is one of the acts playing at the Big Joy, a celebration of Vancouver's experimental music. You can get on down tonight at the Remington at 108 East Hastings to see a whole bunch of acts, but that band there, Pan, is playing on Saturday, December 7th, that's tomorrow, at the Rainbow Connection at 12 p.m. The show kicks off with a free vegan brunch with cover. And the show officially, with the music, will then be at 1 p.m. So the band is Pan. You can find them at panmusic.bandcamp.com. That's PANMUSIC.bandcamp.com. All right, we're almost out of time. Let's keep it Vancouver-based now with the three bands that are playing the finals of Shindig. Shindig 2013, next Tuesday night. Zen Mystery Fog, Skinny Kids, and War Baby.
I'm Hi, this is Jennifer Farney, founder of Discorder, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, and featuring there the three bands that are playing at the grand final of Shindig next Tuesday night at the Railway Club. If you're here locally in Vancouver, Shindig, of course, is the yearly competition held by the CITR Radio. Ben Lai is the host, and it's a whole lot of fun. And I actually played it. I played one of the rounds this week, this year, for my own bedroom project in music. My first real time playing live properly in a real bar. So that was a great experience for me, as I'm sure it was for every other contestant this year. And you just heard there three in a row, the three finalists: Zen Mystery Fog, Skinny Kids, and War Baby. So get on down Tuesday night if you're so inclined. I just want to finish off with a couple more tracks from the Ruffled Feathers. We've featured them last week, and again, just in terms of my own playing live, I've only just started out really playing some shows, and thanks to Gina of the Ruffled Feathers for inviting me along to play last Friday at Astorino. So had a great time. So by way of thanks, I wanted to play a couple of tracks from Ruffled Feathers from the 2012 release Oracles. Let's play Canals of Suzu and then Astoria, track 1 and track 12 respectively of the album. Okay, and that will probably bring us up to the end of the show, and then African Rhythms will be right up with David Love Jones. This has been Stranded. You can catch us on Twitter at Ausstranded Radio. Bye for now.
Heard the song, the scandal is float on. Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
On Friday, December 20th, it's the 6th annual Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party, featuring Needles and Pins, Beelines, Tally Ho Ho Ho, Village, Gal Grayson, Sean Mrazek Lives, Zen Mystery Fog, Tim the Mute, and Cool. Plus, you get a free 7-inch record at the door. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips. Yeah.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's up? This is Ivan,
Jarrett, and Bogdan.
And we're from
The Unified.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM live at UBC Vancouver. Leave your winter blues and bring your dancing shoes and join us at the Backstage Lounge of Granville Island, Friday, December 13th, with two local funk sensations, The Unified and Deep Seated. Doors at 9, covers $10. See you there. Other.